Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President says research and development funds is large, but still placed in several institutions. The Iranian ambassador hopes Iran and Indonesia will be more active in the field of culture in 2019. Now the news in detail. I'm Stevanus. President Joko Widodo said the amount of budget for research and development programs is 26 trillion rupiahs. This number is regarded to be enough, but it is still placed in various ministries and institutions so that its use has not been maximally felt by the community.
Ya supaya apa? Supaya kita semuanya tahu ya bahwa dana pengembangan dan riset kita ini sudah.
So we all know that our development and research funds have reached 26 trillion rupiahs, but there must be a big institution so as it has a clear direction to enable the targeted R&D programs to be properly achieved. By doing so, innovations will appear in our country. Now, the funds are placed in several ministries and government agencies, so we do not know where the focus is. So, it is already a big budget, although in the future we want to develop it. Earlier, Ahmad Zaki, the founder and CEO of Bukalapak, through his personal Twitter account said that Indonesia still ranks the 43rd in the development and research budget with a budget of $2 billion. The amount of budget is still small compared to the funds owned by developed countries in supporting research and development. According to Jokowi, the government will also consider providing tax relief in the form of super deductible tax for private sectors who want to be involved in supporting the government in encouraging research and development efforts for these innovations. Former Maritime Coordinating Minister Rizal Ramli assessed that the two presidential candidates must offer different menus to the Indonesian people, which will be delivered during their second debate on Sunday, February the 17th. He considered the Indonesian people entitled to know about the vision and mission of each candidate in the legal, social, and economic fields. Therefore, according to him, the two presidential candidates must be different in their thinking, analysis, and strategy. Otherwise, the 2019 presidential elections will have no meaning. He considered that there must be a breakthrough menu that could be presented by the two candidates, so that progress and prosperity could be achieved. Indonesian Ambassador to Cambodia, Sudirman Haseng, encouraged state-owned enterprises and Indonesian businessmen to start doing business and investing in Cambodia because the country's rapid economic growth. Ambassador Sudirman Haseng told Antara in Phnom Penh on Friday that the present is the right time for small, we should say, state-owned enterprises and Indonesian businessmen to start entering and investing in infrastructure development projects in Cambodia. In addition, he continued, Indonesian businessmen and state-owned enterprises were also encouraged to start doing business by utilizing natural resources in Cambodia, which were relatively unexplored and optimally managed. Indonesian ambassador said that so far, there have been no state-owned enterprises or Indonesian companies that have invested directly in Cambodia, but many have begun exploration to start doing business in Cambodia. To commemorate the 40th anniversary of the victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran, Iranian Embassy in Indonesia is holding Iranian Culture and Art Festival in Jakarta. In his remarks during the opening of the festival at Taman Ismail Marzuki Jakarta on Saturday, Ambassador of Islamic Republic of Iran, Waliullah Muhammadi, said that in 2019, Iran and Indonesia would be more active in the field of culture.
I hope, inshallah, in 2019, we try to be
more active in the fields of culture and the other sectors that's related to the culture, science and technology, education, music, film, and other parts.
Ambassador Valiola added that these days one team from Indonesia, from the tourism ministry, and also from cultural centers of Indonesia in Tehran have been active in promoting Indonesian tourism in Iran and organizing Indonesian cultural performances in Iran. In addition, they will also hold a hijab exhibition in one of the cities in Iran. The Iranian Culture and Art Festival is held at Taman Ismail Marzuki, Jakarta, from February the 16th until the 19th, 2019. Economic approach and political approach often make restlessness and cause tensions in the world civilization. It was stated by the chairman of Jakarta Arts Council, Irawan Karseno, during his remarks at the opening of Iranian Culture and Art Festival in Jakarta Saturday. According to him, the art culture approach is believed to be the solution of these tensions.
Seperti kita tahu, kadang-kadang pendekatan ekonomi, pendekatan politik, bahkan quote-unquote pendekatan agama sering membuat...
As we know, sometimes economic approach, political approach, even quote-unquote religious approach often create anxiety and tension in the world civilization. So, we must believe art and cultural approach is the solution because it is very close to humanity. Hopefully, we are remain convinced that with art and culture, the life and the world will be better.
Meanwhile, the cultural counselor of Iranian embassy, Mehrat Rakhshandeh, said that through this cultural exhibition, the relations between the two countries in the field of culture are expected to be better. The Dutch ambassador to Indonesia, Rob Swartpol, handed over Prince Claus 2018 award to Eka Kurniawan at a celebration in Jakarta Saturday. Previously, in December 2018, Eka Kurniawan had received the award from the Kingdom of Netherlands at an official ceremony at the Royal Palace, Amsterdam. In her remarks during the Prince Claus 2018 award celebration in Jakarta, the Dutch ambassador to Indonesia explained the reason why the jury chose Eka Kurniawan to be one of the recipients of the Prince Claus Award 2018.
His writing combines elements of local folklore traditions, oral history, very Indonesian, magical realism, Indonesian martial arts, and horror comics to portray people's multi-layered experiences. His novels, short stories, essays, movie scripts, and graphic novels break through social barriers, reaching diverse audiences in an entertaining way, with local stories that reveal terrible historical truth.
Prince Claus Award is annually held by Prince Claus Fund to honor an outstanding award in the field of cultural development. The award are given to individuals, groups, or organizations whose activities are given to the community. Eka Kurniawan, an Indonesian writer born in Tasikmalaya, West Java, was chosen as one of the recipients of 2018 Prince Claus Awards in literature category, along with several individuals from various countries who receive awards in the fields of theater, architecture and urbanism, film, media, photography and dance. The last item. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar and the Minister of Climate and Environment of Norway, Ola Elvestuen, announced that the two countries have been launching a new phase of their landmark bilateral climate and forest partnership since 2010. The two countries have agreed to the rules for results-based payments from Norway to Indonesia to reduce the emissions. During a joint press conference on Saturday in Jakarta, Norwegian Climate and Environment Minister Ola Elvestuen said that Indonesia have reached the 41% of gas emission reduce according to the Paris Agreement.
Well, for Indonesia, the goal is to reduce by 41% with international cooperation. So the Norwegian cooperation with Indonesia will be one part to together to reach that commitment. But the main commitment, of course, is Indonesia's, and what we can do is only to support that. Well, we have our technical teams who work continuously with Indonesia. So I think this is really a cooperation also that has an influence only here in our cooperation, but also internationally, because it creates also standards with the work that we also have with other nations with large rainforest and forest areas.
Meanwhile, according to the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Situ Nurbaya Bakar, Indonesia has implemented a number of critical forms of land and forest use for several years. Indonesian government has introduced new ways to protect the forest, including a ban on destroying primary forests and peatlands. Indonesia has also conducted a review on the consistency of the existence of forest and agriculture and proliferation of forest crimes. More importantly, customary and other communities now have the right to use the land. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's Spotlights is entitled Lower Airplane Fares. The government is still trying to reduce the prices of airline tickets to lower the current selling price. The target this week is that airplane fares can be cheaper than those set at the beginning of the year. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi, after meeting the president at Merdeka Palace on Wednesday, said he did not know the details of the possible tariff reduction. However, he gave an illustration. If the increase is due to business calculation, it should be only 10-20% increase of the 2018 normal price. At present, the price of airline tickets has risen by an average of 40% compared to last year, referring to data from the Indonesian Hotels and Restaurant Association. Even a decrease of 10-20%, the fares will still higher than the normal rate, he said. Minister of Transportation also said that the government cannot fully intervene. According to him, the price of after fuel did contribute a large portion of the ticket sales calculation, around 40%. Meanwhile, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno called for the elimination of value-added tax for the sale of aircraft fuel or after. According to Rini, this can be a solution to the high price of aviation fuel, which is accused of being the cause of the high tariffs for aircraft. Previously, in order to overcome the high price of airplane tickets in domestic flights, President Joko Widodo had ordered the relevant minister to recalculate the price of aviation fuel or the aircraft fuel, which is a major contribution to the price of airline tickets. President Joko Widodo said in Jakarta on Wednesday he would make sure that a decision regarding the price is made immediately after calculating it from relevant ministries or institutions. Regarding option in recalculating the after price, President Joko Widodo said he had just ordered to see, to make calculation and make calculation. According to the president, the high price of airplane tickets is because the price of aircraft fuel or after in Indonesia turned out to be very expensive. He stressed the choice was only one. The price should be the same as international prices. If not, then the government will enter other competitors so that competition occurs. That was Spotlight of the Week. Hello there, welcome back to Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'll start with February 17, 1979. The Sino-Vietnamese War begins. The Sino-Vietnamese War, also called the Third Indochina War, was a bloody 1979 border battle that took place between the People's Republic of China and the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. The People's Republic of China launched an offensive in response to Vietnam's invasion and occupation of Cambodia, which ended the rule of the Chinese-backed Khmer Rouge. After a brief battle in North Vietnam, the Chinese army withdrew a few months later. Both sides claimed victory in the last Indochina War. Turning to February 17, 2006, the Gwinsogon landslide disaster. The landslide took place in the village of Gwinsogon, Leyte Island, Philippines on Friday, February 17, 2006, after Mount Kanabag landslides and buried almost all buildings in the village of Ginsagon. A school building with more than 240 children and teachers in it was also buried. A total of 157 bodies were found and missing victims reached 972 people. As many as 5,000 people from 11 villages around the mountain were also evacuated. I'll end with February 17, 2012, Christian Wolff resigns as president of Germany. Christian Wilhelm Walter Wolff was president of the Federal Republic of Germany from June 30, 2010 until February 17, 2012. Before serving as president of the Republic, Wolff was the prime minister of the Lower Saxony state. On February 17, 2012, Christian Wolff declared his resignation from his position as president of Germany. The reason for this resignation was allegedly due to alleged abuse of power by Wolff. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kurasakan hangat indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku bergegas segera siapkan
diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini.
Tak sabar ku temui
senyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini. Dan ku katakan
selamat pagi,
embun membasahi dunia
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Selamat Pagi, sang Bairan. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Next segment I will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to My Indonesia. In today's edition, I will bring a topic about collaboration between PSG or Paris Saint-Germain Football Club and Indonesian Rex Regium Keon RRQ eSport team. The rapid development of eSport in Indonesia has attracted PSG or Paris Saint-Germain, the famous football club from France, to make a two-year collaboration with an eSport team from Indonesia, Rex Regium Keon RRQ. Adrian Paulin, the RRQ team CEO, at a press conference in Jakarta recently said that the collaboration will make the team perform under the name of PSG in several Mobile Legends championships. RRQ considers the cooperation lasting for more than 2 years will provide many benefits, especially the great opportunity to expand to Europe and to introduce Indonesia. Adrian Paulin added that this collaboration would open the opportunity for the RRQ team in Asia, even in Europe. PSG itself will get us some eSport teams in Paris later. As is known, eSport is now increasingly popular in Indonesia, especially after the holding of Asian Games 2018 in the country, where there was eSport contested, although only as an exhibition. However, in the coming SEA Games sports event in Manila this year, the eSport will be competed and the teams will fight for medals. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apakah hari ini?
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Kasmaran, sung by Pinkan Mambo. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
The city of Tegal is one of the autonomous regions in Central Jawa province. It is located on the northern coast of Central Jawa, approximately 165 kilometers west of Semarang, the capital of Central Jawa, or 329 kilometers east of Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. Besides being famous for its culinary delights, Tegal also has many interesting tourist destinations, one of which is Lumpring Market, located in Cempaka Village, Bumi Jawa Subdistrict Tegal Regency. If you are in Tegal on Sunday early in the morning, you can take a walk to the unique place, Lumpring Market. Why is Sunday? Because this market is only open on Sunday, starting at 7 a.m. until 12 p.m. Slumpring in Javanese means bamboo gardens or leaves attached to bamboo. This market has a beautiful atmosphere, cool and rustic typical, because many thick bamboo trees cover the area. Because this place has a lot of bamboo trees, the money used to shop here also uses currency from bamboo, which is shaped into boxes and specially printed. This currency is called irat. This is the uniqueness of the Slumpring Market. To get cash money, you can exchange it at an exchange place in this market. One irat turn is worth 2,500 rupiahs. In the Slumpring Market, you can find various traditional culinary such as boiled yams, roasted corn, and corn rice. There are also lots of good photo spots too, which people say Instagrammables. For example, at the market entrance or inside, which are also full of traditional ornaments. Traders at Slumpring Market are all come from same village. Visitors, while eating traditional food under the shade of bamboo trees, can listen to live music played by local youth while enjoying a cool and natural rural atmosphere. To get to Slumpring Market, the access is quite easy. You can use a car or motorcycle. Because it is on the rise, this tourist spot is often crowded. If you want to feel another sensation from the market while on culinary tours, just come to the Slumpring Market in Tegal, Central Jawa. Well, this is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa ini saat ku ber. bersamamu. Sungguh tak rela hatiku bila kau cuma jadi teman kasar. Sungguh berat rasanya karena statusku yang sudah punya.
That was Teman atau Kekasih, sang by Pasto. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Edelwa Service, Voice of Indonesia, with miscellany. This edition explores the topic of Supermoon in February 2019. Stay tuned into RRW Service for Southern Asia on 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. Listeners, supermoon is a natural phenomenon when the full moon, or it can be a new moon, at a distance less than 362,000 kilometers from the Earth. In other words, even though the moon is at perigee, the closest distance of moon and Earth, but the distance is still farther away from 362,000 kilometers. From 362,000 kilometers from the Earth, it will not be categorized as supermoon. After previously appearing on the last January 21st in Indonesia, supermoon will happen again this February 19th. The full moon on this February 19th estimated to reach a distance of approximately 356,846 kilometers from the Earth. The distance is less than supermoon category limit, so it is categorized as the full moon. This time, the supermoon is the longest natural phenomenon supermoon from other previous supermoon. Listeners, on this February 19th supermoon event, the position of the moon will be the closest distance to the Earth this year, that is around 356,000 kilometers. Because of this distance, the moon will look bigger than usual so that it can be observed more clearly. The size of the moon also seems enlarged with a range of less than 10%. To watch it, everyone must be on the night side, the Earth facing the moon. To see the supermoon more clearly, the weather and place factors are very influential. This celestial phenomenon will affect the tides like the usual full moon. According to Rukman Nugraha, astronomer at the Meteorology and Climatology Geophysics Agency, the occurrence of supermoon in general has an impact, but the details depend on the beach conditions and the tidal types at the beach. Supermoon makes the seawater rising by around 5 cm because of the greater gravitational pull than usual. However, this event will not make any natural disaster. Supermoon of this February 19th is the second supermoon occurring in Indonesia. The next March 21st, the third supermoon will occur again in Indonesia. That was Miscellany for today, with the topic Supermoon in February 2019. I'm Putri Safira Adela, thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
That was Aku Bukan Untukmu, sang by Rosa. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Pravotorov Konstantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz on January 14, 2019 at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC with the SINPO 25232. Hello, Pravotorov Konstantin, how are you? It's nice to receive your reception report. It's very detailed, although the signal was weak, only 25232. As information, we have also a program called Indonesia Today that is broadcast at 800 hours to 1000 hours UTC. You can listen to this program through website www.voinews.id and also at a replay. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Pravotorov Konstantin, here is the song.
Lama sendiri dalam langkah sepi, tak pernah ku kira bahwa akhirnya tiada dirimu di sisiku. Meski waktu datang dan berlalu sampai kau tiada bertahan, semua takkan mampu mengubahku. Hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku. hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti. Takkan mampu mengubahku, hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku. Hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti. Takkan mampu mengubahku, hanyalah kau yang ada di relungku. Hanyalah dirimu mampu membuatku jatuh dan mencinta. Kau bukan hanya sekedar indah, kau tak akan terganti.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast through frequency of 3325 kHz on January 20, 2019 at 13:45 hours UTC. In his email, Baikan Hazarika told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia segment Listener's Mailbag that replied emails from Germany, Brazil, and also Japan. Hello, Baikan Hazarika, thank you very much for your compliment on our broadcast, which according to you is very outstanding, informative, and entertaining. We hope our broadcast can entertain our other listeners. For your request, we will provide them as soon as possible. Please, not to be disappointed. Hopefully, you will continuously listen to our broadcast, and please send your reception report as well on our broadcast. Thank you very much. And for you, and also for other listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Aku mau
You're listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Malikallah Bachaya Kokar in Pakistan. In his email, Malik said that he is a regular listener of Voice of Indonesia's English program. Hello, Malikallah Bachaya Kokar. Thank you for your loyalty to our broadcast. We have some interesting segments such as current affairs and also music. And which segment do you like the most? If you miss our segment, you can find it out on our website www.voanews.id. Well, Mr. Malikallah Bachaya Kokar, please keep listening to our broadcast every day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and for our other regular listeners wherever you are. Thank you.
That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.